Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna from SoulfulForYou.com. I ran into a little technical difficulty. The phone number changed and it was giving me all kinds of grief, but I'm on and I hope that this is recording for those of you that will download it later and hopefully are listening now. Given that it's we've finally entered spring, and it's a sign of new birth and renewal, I wanted to talk about essential oils for Easter and Passover. Now, I know the Passover this year is not until later in April, and Easter is early. It is this weekend. But I want to talk about the 12 most mentioned oils, essential oils in the Bible, and just give a little blurb about Easter and Passover. Now, I got this, and I liked the description so much, I was going to talk about it today, and I got this from West Coast Institute of Aromatherapy, and this was something that they posted a year ago. And Easter's, for those of us that are Christian faith, it is the most important religious feast in the Christian year because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, of course, the celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ begins Thursday of this week, which is called Holy Thursday, and will end on Sunday with Easter Sunday when he arose from the dead. Now, Passover. And this, you know, I just have to go based on the research and a little bit of information that I know about Passover. There's a holy day and festival commemorating the biblical event of the Hebrews' escape from enslavement in Egypt. So I wanted to, you know, kind of use both and in terms of the essential oils that, you know, we see most often in the Bible. So Christians all over the world will be celebrating beginning Thursday. And, of course, you know, there's more behind eating a lot of traditional Easter food and chocolate treats and the Easter bunny. But mainly, both feasts, whether it be Easter or Passover, is really our gratefulness to God for his intervention and deliverance. So with that, there's also going to be a couple of essential oils that maybe you're not as familiar with, and I'll explain what they are. But these 12 were most mentioned. Sandalwood, that's not a shock. Cassia, cedarwood, cypress, frankincense, galbanum, I'll get back to that, hyssop, myrrh, onycha, rose of Sharon, spikenard, and fir. Now, a while, way back, I did actual biblical quotes from the Bible and talked about the essential oils that they were referencing. The one thing that we have to remember, though, that when these oils are talked about in the Bible, they are not called essential oils. But in essence, that is exactly what they're talking about. So, I mean, everybody, we've talked at length about sandalwood. Cassia, C-A-S-S-I-A, it derived from Hebrew, meaning bark like cinnamon. It is considered a hot oil, and it's usually used in blends. And it definitely smells just like cinnamon because it comes from the same family. But it is a hot oil, and what I mean by that is that it's a hot spice. And obviously, if you were to apply it directly to your body, you would absolutely want to use a carrier oil. Okay. Cedarwood. I don't know how many of you realize that cedarwood gives you a sense of security and calm, and that is mentioned in the Bible. Cypress, well, we know that's a tree. Frankincense, we know how many spiritual and religious ceremonies that frankincense is used for, and at some point in the near future, I will circle back to frankincense and the health discoveries of frankincense can certainly aid us with fighting. Galbanum, I wanted to spell this for you. G-A-L-B-A-N as in Nancy, U-M as in Mary. Now, this comes from Persia and Iran, and it's a gum resin plant that has a very earthy aroma. It's mentioned in the Old Testament, and it was used for spiritual grounding and meditation support. So galbanum. And while I don't believe that I have this listed on my site, any oils that are not as popular, I can always get as a special order if you're interested in trying it. But it's not a well-known essential oil, but I like the fact that it was in the Old Testament and it was a spiritual, cation, grounding, and supportive. Hyssop, myrrh, we know what that is. Onycha. Now, it's spelled O-N-Y-C-H-A, and it's pronounced O-N-Y-C-H-A. It's extracted from resin, and it's from Greece. From Greek, it's a very thick oil. And normally, it's used as a part of incense mixed with equal parts galbanum, which we already talked about, frankincense. And there was another oil, and I couldn't get too much information on it, but it was spelled S-T-A-C-T-E. So these four essential oils in equal parts are used makes up the components for the consecrated incense, which appears in the Torah book of Exodus and used in Solomon's temple. So that's why I wanted to talk about Onycha. I learned something, and I take it that all of these oils are very strong and put together, and this is the incense that burns. In Solomon's temple. So I just found that to be a little interesting. I hope you did too. Spikenard, that is a flowering plant. It belongs to the valerian family. It grows in Nepal, China, and India. And it was used by Mary of Bethany to anoint the feet of Jesus before the Last Supper. And you know, how interesting is that? A flowering plant of the valerian family, known to grow in Nepal, China, and India. And this was used by Mary of Bethany. So, Rose of Sharon. Now, we know that this is a flowering bush. Actually, I used to have a Rose of Sharon on my old property in New Jersey, and what I loved about it, it was one of those bushes, or mine was almost kind of shaped like a tree, but you know, however you have it shaped, it's really a flowering bush. And what I loved about it, at least in the Northeast, it flowered midsummer right until fall, when normally a lot of things have stopped flowering. That Rose of Sharon bush would be going strong. It was also very popular by the bees that would be around it. So it didn't have a scent, but it was beautiful. And
Rose of Sharon was actually listed in 1611 in King James Version of the Bible. So that I thought was pretty interesting. And fur, that was also one of the 12 most mentioned. So I you know, there's essential oils, I think, are mentioned over 600 times. But these are the 12 that are the most mentioned. And, you know, I also, from Exodus chapter 37, verse 29, he made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense blended as by the perfume. Also, myrrh, as we know, was one of the first oils presented to Jesus at his birth. It is also one of the last oils to be referenced at his death. So I thought you guys would find that pretty interesting. So I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. For those of you that celebrate Easter, I will mention Passover again as we get closer to that. And I hope you found this information helpful. And as always, go on my website at soulful, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, the number 4U.com. Also, you can reach out to me in an email if you have any specific questions or topics that you'd like for me to cover at soulful4u@gmail.com. And I wish everybody a wonderful Holy Week and just a wonderful week in general. And we'll talk again next week. Thank you.